Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're actually going to have a conversation about weight loss on the show today and kind of some of the parallels between the things you have to do to succeed in losing weight and the things you have to do to succeed in business. They're actually the same, aren't they, Dave?
Absolutely.
So there was something we're talking about before the show here today. What's the one element that determines whether or not this happens or not?
Well, we talked about it largely last week. It has to be not optional.
Mm-hmm.
If it's optional, then your results may be optional.
Right.
So it's the same thing with your business. If fixing your business or being successful in your business is optional, your results are going to be optional. If you're trying to lose weight and it's optional, same thing.
So we have Melissa Rupar here on the show with us today. Welcome, first of all, Melissa.
Hello.
And so we've actually been tracking you on Facebook and watching this progress that you've been having with your mission to lose weight. So talk about, first of all, what made you decide to do this? And then we'll get into some of the motivation that's been keeping you going.
What made me decide to lose weight? Wasn't happy with myself. I've had two kids and really was down and thought I should look a lot better and knew I could if I put my mind to it. So I started eating differently and working out about four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning, as hard as it is to get to the gym, I get up and I go and I do my thing.
So did you do the gym run before you came in today?
Not today.
Not yet.
Today I had to drive.
Okay. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about some of the process, because you've stayed on track with this for some time now and had some great results with it. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
So tell us what you've done to maintain your motivation and keep you focused on your goal.
Motivation is my kids. My kids actually see me every day, and they comment how mom is changing and feeling better and being more active with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how more involved in the school and stuff I'm getting, and they see that as a positive outlet, and so I want them to do the same as I've done.
They are basically little accountability coaches, aren't they,
Dave? It sounds like it, and that's a big piece, is if you don't have that, if you don't have something holding you accountable, you're not going to do it. I mean, that gets back to the optional part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the kids aren't there commenting and doing two things, one, holding her accountable to doing it, but two, also giving her that positive feedback, that positive response, hey, you know, you looks good. We see you've been doing something. We notice. So that helps you continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You need the push. You also need the positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot of conversation about making your goals public.
Yep.
Because making them public, you gain accountability with your friends and other people around you as well. And in business, this is a really huge piece. And the more visual they are to you and the easier they are to see,
mm-hmm.
you know, what your goals are, and the better they are known to everybody who knows you, the more people are inclined to, when they run into you, hey, by the way, how's the weight loss program going? And so if you're saying you're doing it, so one of the things you have done in conjunction with the kids giving you some accountability is you've put this on Facebook and put your goals out there on Facebook, and everybody's been jumping on and saying, hey, way to go, and all that kind of good stuff. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, when I first started that, I made everybody aware, because some of your friends are all like, oh, you post everything,
mm-hmm.
as everybody tends to do. So I just told them up front, I said, hey, I'm going to start posting my weight loss and my activities on Facebook. Don't feel obligated to post. If you do, it's just encouragement for me, and I appreciate all of the support around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been keeping me going, because even the day, like for instance last week, I plateaued, but I celebrated my plateau, and
mm-hmm.
everybody did with me, and that kept me going for this week. So it just is a continuation.
Do business people ever hit plateaus, Dave?
All the time. It's a grow plateau world out there, and you get when you sit in the plateau, the important piece is to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's doing what she's doing, where she's putting it out there on Facebook every day, she's paying attention to it every day, she knows when she's hit a plateau.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with business owners, you don't really realize that you've been in a plateau state for the past 5 years.
Right. And there's a lot of people in that situation and actually have absolutely no clue they're there.
Mm-hmm. How they got there, how to get out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are your goals from here out? Where's your place of arrival you're hoping to go with your weight loss goal and your fitness goal?
I have a total of 18 more pounds to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there forward, hopefully continuing to tone up and continuing to feel great, keep myself motivated to stay
mm-hmm.
where I'm at that point, and show everybody that I'm a happier person all around.
So let's rewind just a little bit. Going from today backwards, when did you start this?
3 months ago.
3 months ago. And you've lost what so far?
22 pounds as of 2 weeks prior to today.
Okay.
So last week was a plateau, and I haven't weighed in yet this week. Okay. Tomorrow is my weigh-in.
But still, 22 pounds is excellent.
That's a ton. Yeah, I mean, that's 7 pounds a month. I mean, that's almost 2 pounds a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good progress, and that's actually very healthy progress as well.
Yep.
Because you'll see some people lose an extraordinary amount of weight, and there can be some big health consequences with that too. So, go ahead.
Well, and the bigger issue with that, in most cases, when they lose that extraordinary amount of weight, aside from the health consequences, they've changed a few things and done a drastic turn. They're less likely to continue it,
mm-hmm.
and they're more likely to put the weight back on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to; it has to be a whole lifestyle change, and the more gradually you are to do it, the more likely you are to continue it.
So you alluded a little bit to some of the lifestyle changes. Eating was one of them.
Absolutely.
Okay, talk about that a little bit.
I used to eat everything everybody else did, pizzas, pies, cakes. I loved all the same stuff all the other ladies do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've changed completely to eating a ton of fish, lots of vegetables, staying away from the starchy vegetables and stuff like that. I've changed up how I do things. So like mashed potatoes are now cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just changed my whole eating.
And then on the exercise side, yes. Some big changes there too.
Yes, 4 days a week, 2 hours a day at the gym. I work out Tuesday through Friday and take 3 days off during the week.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. Our guest is Melissa Rupar. We've been talking about weight loss and fitness goals and actually how they parallel to your goals in business. And you know what? I want to go back to that word, it cannot be optional.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you set out on any kind of journey, if you're going to accomplish what you want to, it can't be optional.
Correct.
And as long as that's out there in front of you, you keep that out in front of you, you'll have some great success with it. Again, Kevin Hunter here with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.